بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث رواه سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وقال أيضا: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب صائم ليس له من صيامه إلا الظمأ، ورب قائم ليس له من قيامه إلا السهر. Alhamdulillah, ثم Alhamdulillah on the most precious gift of Iman, the perfect teachings of the Deen of Islam, and Allah Ta'ala's special favor in making us in the Ummah of His most beloved and the most lofty in His entire creation, our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for whom Allah has reserved for Himself and His Ummah the best of everything, days of the week, the day of Jumu'ah, best of revelations, the Quran Azim, in the best of nights, Laylatul Qadr, and similarly, as far as months are concerned, the best of months, the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Inna lillahi nafahat, fata'arradu linafahatih." Every now and again, the special breezes of Allah Ta'ala's mercy blows. So avail yourself to those special breezes of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Take the maximum benefit of these golden moments that come every now and again, and the Mubarak month of Ramadan is definitely one of them. This is that great month that Jannah is decorated during the month of Ramadan, up to the coming month of Ramadan. Special favors of Allah Ta'ala upon this Ummah in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan, the word Ramadan literally means the burning heat in which they would tread. That is the relationship with the name of this month, that Allah Ta'ala burns and sheds away a person's sins, that a person can come out of Ramadan with the various amal and actions completely cleansed of one's past sins. A person can come out of Ramadan like a newborn baby, as mentioned in one hadith, that the one who fasts with two qualities in the month of Ramadan, with iman, sincere belief in Allah and all that Allah wants us to believe in, and with the quality of sincerity exclusively, only and solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and with this in mind, that one has definite yaqeen and conviction in the promised rewards, then for fasting in this manner and standing up for Taraweeh every night, every single sin of the past month, of the past life, is completely forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. The history of fasting in the month of Ramadan in various stages. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived in Medina Munawwara, initially Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would fast 3 days a month and the Ashura fast. In the second year after Hijrah, the command of fasting specifically in the month of Ramadan and the compulsion of those other fasts were then ended. Initially in Ramadan, and this is development of injunctions with Allah Ta'ala's infinite and great wisdom, the command was given, but the option remained of either fasting, and any person who found it difficult had the option of paying the fidya for it as well. Thereafter, it became compulsory upon every person who was able to fast, and that option of paying the fidya was then taken away and only remains for a very ill and weak person who cannot observe the fasting month of Ramadan, and that remains up to now. Initially, the fast would actually start when a person went to sleep at night, that once a person fell asleep in the nights of Ramadan, eating, drinking, relation with one's wife was no longer permissible. A person will awake starting of that fast, And then Allah made that ease that throughout the night, from sunset right till the beginning of fast, throughout the night, food, drink, etc., was now made permissible, and as it stands as now. And Allah Ta'ala, when commanding us to fast in the month of Ramadan, says, it has been ordained as compulsory upon you, as it was done on the believers of previous nations. So show the importance of fast, that every Nabi, from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam right till Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, had commanded his people, just as with Salah, there was a specific manner of fasting in all the previous Sharia's, while simultaneously Allah Ta'ala is making it easy for us to say that this is not something that is beyond your reach or impossible to implement. All believers in the past nations had done exactly the same. And with the spirit, the real benefit of fasting, just quickly some of the other special amal and actions of Ramadan, tilawat of Quran Majid. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, every night of Ramadan, would mutually read, make tilawat of Quran Sharif with Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. Ramadan is special with revelation. Previous scriptures were also revealed in the month of Ramadan. The scriptures of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam on the first, the Torah to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam on the 6th, the Injil to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam 13th, the Zabur to Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam on the 12th, and the Quran Azim reveal all at one go from the Lawhi Mahfuz to the first heaven on the 24th night of Ramadan, that coincided with it being Laylatul Qadr. So abundant tilawat of Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala introduces Ramadan to us, Shahru Ramadan, the most salient feature, الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. Imam Malik rahimahullah, a great muhaddith, and the teaching of hadith is a very, very noble and mubarak ilm. But even Sayyidina Imam Malik rahimahullah, in the month of Ramadan, would stop teaching hadith to dedicate his entire time exclusively to tilawat of Quran Sharif. Can we imagine the exertion? Imam Shafi rahimahullah, 61. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, 60 khatams of Quran in the month of Ramadan. Furthermore, dua, synonymous and special with Ramadan, many opportune moments. Every night of Ramadan, there is a proclamation. Is there anyone repenting, asking for forgiveness, asking of their needs, begging for any need and necessity? Allah says, we will definitely grant those. The whole night, every night of Ramadan, that proclamation is made. Three people's dua, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا تُرَدُّ دَعْوَتُهُمْ. Three people are such that their du'as are never rejected by Allah Ta'ala. A just and a fair ruler, or a person in position of authority and exercises fairness and justice. The fasting person, until the fast is broken. So the whole day, throughout the period of fasting, the malaika are making du'a for those fasting. The fish in the oceans are making du'a. And the fasting person's du'a is never rejected by Allah Ta'ala. Du'as made at the time of iftar, just before breaking fast, at that time Allah Ta'ala also frees and emancipates many, many people from Jahannam. So golden moments for du'a before the breaking of fast as well. Generosity and feeding especially. The one who gives another person something to eat at the time of iftar, whatever is within one's means. Three great benefits: forgiveness of all of one's past sins, freedom, emancipation from Jahannam. And Allah is so generous and kind. The reward of that fasting person whom you have fed, you will get the reward of his fast as well. And amongst this, also four things Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned to do excessively. La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, and to beg Allah for Jannah and protection from the fire of Jahannam. La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, as'alullah al-jannah, wa'udhu billahi minan nar. Lots and lots of tawbah, istighfar. The first 10 days of Ramadan are days of abundant showering of mercies. Middle 10 days, abundant forgiveness. And last 10 days, huge multitudes are freed from the fire of Jahannam. But coming to that amal and action that is synonymous with Ramadan, which is fasting, it is one of the pillars of Islam. Fasting, or sawm, or siyam, or roza, is such a noble and such a valuable action that all other amal and actions, the reward is multiplied from 10 times up to 700 times and sometimes more than that. But fasting is even greater to such an extent that only Allah Azza wa Jal himself will be able to give its reward on the day of Qiyamah. We learn from the narrations, a person will come for accountability in the court on the day of Qiyamah. And all the rights that a person had usurped from others, the balances will be equal, his good deeds will be transferred to the account of those he had wronged and oppressed, whether emotionally, whether verbally, whether physically, whether financially. And then that person who had observed this fast, the fasting reward will be given, and that will be the means of that person's entry into Jannah. We know the days are very, very hot. Beautiful narration, Hadrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu was once traveling with his companions in the sea, when a voice said to them that stop and listen attentively, Allah has made it binding upon himself that a person, and this is referring to optional fast, so much more the reward of Ramadan, that a person who fasts on an extremely hot day for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, Allah has promised and guaranteed that Allah Ta'ala will quench that person's thirst on the day of immense and extreme thirst, the day of Qiyamah. Hadrat Abu Musa, Hadrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu comes and asks Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that give me everlasting, emphasized advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, hold steadfastly to fasting, there is no equal to it. He asks a second time, same response. Third time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, hold steadfastly to fasting because there is nothing that resembles or is similar in it, in its ibadah and its greatness. And Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in's love and desire for amal, it is mentioned about the narrator Abu Umama radiallahu anhu that a fire was never seen burning at his house during the daytime. He would fast continuously, except if he had a guest whom he would entertain, was the only time you would see smoke from his house for the purposes of cooking during the day. But the spirit, the real objective of fasting, fasting literally means to stay away from food, drink, halal relations, throughout the period of fasting with the express intention of fasting. So obviously, the main meaning in fast is to abstain, to refrain. Allah Himself tells us, why do we fast in Ramadan? What is the purpose? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So the taqwa, abstention from sin and haram, comes alive in your life in its entirety. So fasting is more than just staying away from food and drink. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alludes to this by saying that if you are fasting and a person verbally abuses you or picks a fight, another narration, a person behaves ignorantly to you and provokes you, then respond to say that I am fasting, verily I am fasting. Do not respond to that. So fasting, as the mashayikh have written, our entire body is fasting. The tongue abstains from ghibat, from backbiting and all sins of the tongue. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two women were fasting and it had taken such a toll, they were on the brink of death. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed, asked them to spew into a bowl and pieces of flesh came out. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says they had stayed away from halal food and drink, but ate haram meat, in other words, had backbited, had spoke ill of others. So similarly, the eyes fast from looking at haram, the ears fast from listening to anything dislikable to Allah Ta'ala. Our entire bodies, our hands, our feet, our fingertips in texting, our feet in driving, in walking towards haram and sin, the heart and the mind becomes purified from haram thoughts. This is the perfect training ground to become the beloved, the near and the dear ones of Allah Azza wa Jal. So let us inshallah take the maximum benefit and not fall foul to what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that there are many persons who awake for tahajjud and gain nothing, no spiritual benefits. The only benefit is staying awake from sleep. And many a person fast and get nothing out of it except thirst, because the spiritual and deep benefits, as mentioned, of fast are not achieved by fasting and yet indulging in haram or partaking of haram or engaging in various types of sins during the period of fasting. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this great, this perfect opportunity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that in Jannah, there is one door. That door is known as Babur Rayyan. Those who had this affinity and practice fasting will be the only ones allowed in through this door of Jannah. Once they have entered it, it will be closed. Nobody else will be given that permission. Allah Azza wa Jalla will give us the tawfiq, inshallah, to take the maximum benefit of fasting of this month of Ramadan. Make it a means of genuine and sincere taqwa coming up in our lives, not just for Ramadan, but in our entire lives. One of the other special actions of Ramadan is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would peak in his generosity. So spending in all the noble causes, let us not forget the suffering, the hungry and the starving ummah in Gaza, in Syria, many other parts of the world. Through reliable organizations, let us contribute generously. Also, we have this opportunity, alhamdulillah, the house of Allah, this is our masjid. Let us, inshallah, open up our hearts. The collections that will take place after the Jumu'ah Salah, inshallah, let us open up our hearts and donate as generously as possible. Let us increase in our goodness in this month of Ramadan. In this month, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah ta'ala boasts to the angels with your goodness. So show Allah an abundance of goodness from your side. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين أيها المسلمون القصد من الصوم في شهر رمضان هو حصول التقوى أمرنا الله عز وجل وسهل لنا الأمر قائلاً يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات وهذه الأيام المعدودات فسرها الله عز وجل قائلا وبين به فضيلة تلاوة القرآن في هذا الشهر العظيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان وعن سيدنا أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقال أيضا من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقصد الصوم الاجتناب عن المعاصي هذا معنى التقوى أشار النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى هذا قائلا رب صائم ليس له من صيامه إلا الظمأ ورب قائم ليس له من قيامه إلا السهر أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم فرج عن كرب المسلمين اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين وحرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهيونية اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك في كل مكان وخاصة في غزة وفلسطين وسوريا وفي الهند وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون Straighten the soft, fill in the gaps between shoulders. Let's fill in the gaps in the soft in front of us. Once we're in the soft, stand as closely as possible, shoulder to shoulder. Stand in a manner that once we commence salah, there are no gaps between ourselves. The completion and perfection of salah is straightening the soft, ensure that the heels are in a straight line. And one of the great means of unity in the ummah is to stand as close as possible in salah and ensure that our soft are straightened.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي رسول الله حي رسول الله حي الفلاح حي الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
تقاربوا ويتذلوا صووا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقائك من النار في شهر رمضان. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين والمأسورين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وآله وسلم تسليما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.